We need to think of ourselves as a world, an entire world, populated by thoughts and feelings, currents of energy that move us in directions of possibility. We need to think of ourselves as a world, and everything that is and everything that's meant to be lives inside us. The whole universe lives inside us, and that's true. There is really no difference between inside and outside, but we don't experience that because we're in the topmost layer of our consciousness most of the time. The topmost layer is paying attention to the physical world around us and to our to-do list, our ever-present to-do list. So we stay in that layer of consciousness on the surface of ourselves, not knowing how to be anyplace else. And what is that top layer? The top layer is observation. It's reaction to things around us. It's emotions that are carried over from the past. It's especially feelings about ourselves. All of that is kind of the milieu that we live in on a daily minute-by-minute basis. And all of that's the top layer, all of it. And I think it's good to know not only that there's something else there, but there's often fear about that something else. The fear of silence, the fear of emptiness, the fear of letting go of that more active consciousness of thoughts and feelings and busyness. So I think we need to look for our capacity to be in silence. And even in emptiness, even to be able to just be empty, empty, instead of in the top layer of commotion. Sometimes, and you've heard me say this, it seems like the thoughts and feelings are holding on to us, not able to let go. And sometimes there's a very strong current, like an undertow, that makes that true, like a magnet. And certain thoughts go round and round and round. That's part of purification for many people. But often in addition to that, there's a fear of silence, a fear of letting go of all opinions, all judgments, all reflections on everything, and not knowing anything, being in a place of not knowing anything. If one could stay there for a while, empty, not knowing anything, it would be a very productive space. It would be a space where something else could enter from below, let's say. There's no real below, but let's say below. Something else would enter because the space has been created from the deeper strata of being for something else to enter. But the surrender of the commotion and the willingness to not know anything is the pathway into not doing, not knowing, leads to immersion in a greater amount of pure being. Meditation, historically and traditionally, takes us to that place when it actually is meditation, when it's not just sitting. Meditation takes us there. But we live in a time when our heart is engaged in a search for our authentic being, who is this that's meant to live on the earth, who is this that's meant to express. So we're living in a time when inner freedom is meant to expand, and that creates a certain longing to live like that every minute, to live in the freedom of our own being. So, at any opportunity, we can try and direct ourselves toward the silence. And if fear comes up, about doing nothing, I'm not doing anything. Let it be there, but go through it. The state of not doing, of not knowing, of being silent is very fertile ground for everything else that wants to happen.